And it is war, again, that has the grain markets sharply higher. Actually, Kansas City wheat right now up to 45-cent limit on the spot September contract. Overnight, again, escalation of the fighting between Ukraine and Russia, as Ukraine has been targeting the economic infrastructure of Russia. First, they've gone after their energy refining and logistics, causing them to be short of diesel fuel in some areas and fuel. And Russia is returning favor by going after Odessa. A bunch of cargo ships, three of them were hit. Some 220 vessels have been attacked during the past 4 days by Ukraine, mostly, and some from Russia. Some of the export capacity has been knocked offline in the last 48 hours. The farmers organization in Ukraine states they could be up to a third of their exporting capacity is damaged. And the damage that's not just fixed inside of a week or two. No, we're talking damage that's going to take a year to rebuild in some areas. And nobody's going to be rebuilding while this war is escalated. They're going to wait for the bombs and missiles to stop flying and these sneaky drones coming all over the place. And so basically, Ukraine, its export capacity has been somewhat diminished, as it continually can be. That's why corn, we don't care what the weather is anymore. Like for those that think that, well, the corn prices should be $4.20 a bushel because we have 183 bushel yield out there. The weather is just fine. Well, it ain't the weather. It's the fact that we can't get the corn to come out of Ukraine like they want. And we had the massive drought in Europe over France and Germany. French corn prices are now at prices you have to go back to 2023 to get to these elevated levels that they've seen a rally to. About $1.30 in corn price rally if you equate it to our values versus the tonnage, how they talk over there. It's been a strong rally, and that's spilling over the United States. We're cheap now. We're available. We're not at war. You can get our corn. So we have corn for December right now. New high for the week, taking out Sunday's high above the 200-day moving average, above the 50-day moving average. Index funds do not want to be short this kind of stuff when it's technically doing this. They don't want to be short, possibly. We're on the high of the day, up 10 and a quarter cents, 470 and three quarters on that DEIS contract. Old crop corn, September up 10 and a quarter right now, 448 and three quarters. In the soybeans, we had a solid napalm, we call it, crush report. The national organization that does this here for soybean crushing put out a number much better than what many had thought. We crushed a record 214.3 million bushels, but that's not the big number. It's the soy oil stocks number falling much more than they thought, because we are using the green diesel industry is at a record pace for soy oil feedstocks. So we only have 1.5 billion pounds in storage, down 14% from the month of May. So soybean oil back on the hunt to the upside after trying to be lower all day today when the crude oil market softened. So soybeans, November, over 12 bucks. We're up 10 and three quarter cents, 1201 and three quarters. The August contract up 9.5 cents, 1202 and a quarter. September up 10 and a half at 1191 and three quarters. Soybean meal December up $3.70 at $320 a ton. The December bean oil up 20 cents, 70.87. Wheat futures, they're the highlight, up the 45-cent limit in Kansas, 723. December of 43 and three quarters, 736 and a quarter. If they hold there, we'll have expanded limits tomorrow to 70 cents. Chicago wheat's up 36 and three quarter cents, near its high of the day at 381 and three quarters. In Minneapolis, September up 26 and three quarter cents, 684 and three quarters. December up 29 and a quarter cents at 707 and a half. Also, French milling wheat, multi-year highs, up 14.75 a ton at 231 and a quarter. You go another $3 higher and we're pounding into multi-year resistance. You have to go back to the year 2024 to really compare it to. Now over in the cattle market, that wreck continues over there. We're about a dollar off morning lows here after punching lower for what, the 14th session lower close. If we stay down on the day, we're down 18 out of 19 days. Basically, you've been down for a month because there's only about 20, 21 trading days a month. So down 18 out of 19 days, that's almost a month's worth of lower action. Closing lower today would be down 14 days in a row, like I said. Currently down $1.15 in August. $2.30 and a quarter. Doesn't take many brain cells to figure out cash trade is going to be lower this week. Box beef down 49 cents on choice off select, $2.33 lower there. So October cattle off $1.75, $2.25.90. December off $1.77, $2.25.52. All contracts are about a buck off their lows. Feeder cattle, bull spreading going on. They're buying the front but continuing to pound the deferreds. August feeders up $1.02 right now at $3.49.85. The cash index is down $1.65 to $3.69.06. So we're still $20 discount the cash index, even though we're up a dollar. Goes down from there, though. September down 62 cents, $3.44.22. October off $1.92, $3.38.60. Check this out. January feeders down $2.45, $3.27.97. That is a discount of $41 to the cash index. And we are about a buck and a half off the morning lows. So the cattle industry definitely has the futures markets topped on futures. You can talk all you want about the cash market. The futures market is certainly topped out bad. And the rallies are going to find willing sellers. The hog market, just the reverse. After having been a bear market since the first of the year, up $1.90 for August, par 35 last. October up $2.15 at $86.52. Metals stay under pressure, down $5.30 for August. Gold, $40.64, while silver off $1.22, $57.88. Bitcoin, though, July contract up $495, $65,210. And in the crude oil market, lower by 28 cents a barrel, $79.04, while gasoline up 5.5 cents a gallon, $3.28.25. Diesel fuel down 9.5 cents a gallon, $3.92 a gallon. If you would like to get our special report on what has been happening over in the Ukraine, our clients got this yesterday about the impending problems that have caused today's substantial rise. You can call us. 701-222-0221, or you can email us at info@heartlandinvest.com. We'll email it out to you to get a look at it. From heartlandinvest.com, thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.